Okay, my name is Karen Ritchie. I'm with Hope Force International.
Yeah, and Karen, if I may I ask where you are from?
I am from the Franklin, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville.
Yeah, yeah. And how long have you been serving with Hope Force? When was it that you did your initial training?
I did my initial training in April 2013, just outside Washington, D.C., and I moved down to the Tennessee area out of Pennsylvania January 2014, and I've been serving with Hope Force ever since.
Yeah, yeah. You have been deployed elsewhere. Have there been other deployments? Where else in the country have you served?
I've served in Mayflower, Arkansas, following tornadoes in 2014, Louisville, Mississippi in 2014, following tornadoes. Last year I was in Angleton, Texas after the flooding. I was in, Columbia, South Carolina after flooding in 2015, Baton Rouge, Louisiana last year after some flooding. Served in Atlantic City back in 2012 after Superstorm Sandy came through. And Plaquemines Parish in Louisiana in 2012 after Hurricane Isaac came through. And I've been to Nepal twice in recovery and rebuild efforts since the 2015 Nepal earthquake.
Well, I think we could safely say then that you're a that you're a veteran of deployments. Then you've been a little bit of everywhere, haven't you? All right. So why don't you tell me about when you deployed to Texas and where you are and what kinds of things you're doing?
Okay. Well, we are downtown Houston in close to another called Planter Town, and we've been working the last few days with our in Meyertown and Dickinson, and we've been going into neighborhoods and finding those who have maybe been underserved or do not have family and friends in the area to help them. One of the sad things about a disaster this size is everybody is dealing with their own disaster, so to reach out to neighbors is tough to do because they're dealing with the same thing that every other person is dealing with. So we arrived and we are doing mostly debris removal and mucking out from the flooding caused by Hurricane Harvey. And we've got ESC workers, spiritual emotional care workers on the ground working beside their teams to just connect with the homeowners and listen to their stories and make sure that they're doing okay. While we've got worker teams taking care of the physical things going that were affected by the storm.
Yeah, yeah. If you could, very briefly, can you describe for me what's involved in the mucking out, as you phrased it?
Sure. So we go into a house, and even if the water's only come in a couple inches, most homes these days are drywalled. And so that is a wicking. The water just wicks up the walls. So we have to find where the water came to, and we have to go up above at least 12 inches. Often we go to the 4-foot line, and we take out soggy drywall, insulation, everything that's wet. We've got to often take up the carpet and hardwood floors, anything that is not salvageable after it's been waterlogged from flooding. We help remove contents from the home. There are certain things that can be saved with bleach treatment, and we try to educate homeowners and other volunteers on what can and can't be saved. So that is a lot of the mucking out process, is just pulling out drywall, insulation, flooring, and home contents and getting it to the street where cities can pick up the refuse.
Tell me how long you plan on staying. Do you have kind of a rotation system where you move in and out?
Me personally, or the Hope Force at large?
Well, maybe a little bit of both. How long you plan on staying, and then kind of what the rotation system is for getting people in and
well,
out.
Well, we are hugely volunteer based. I'm on staff with Hope Force, but we have over 1,600 volunteers across the country. And what we do is train and equip these people and you know, when a disaster happens, we put out the SOS to our volunteers, and then we as staff set up a rotation system for as many days as people can come in, up until 2 weeks, and then we cycle them through, create a system of staff. We are typically on the ground for 1.5 to 2 weeks at the beginning, and then we've empowered several of our what we call A-team volunteers who have been on the field many times with us and know the drill. We let them take over the leadership role and for 1 to 2 weeks while we take a break and cycle out. And then so I will be here until this Saturday, and we'll be returning back to the Nashville area. We have some trainings actually coming up. One's in Franklin, Tennessee, to train volunteers September 21st to 23rd. And so once that training is complete, I plan to come back out to Houston on September 26th. And not sure how long I'll be there that time around. A lot of it depends on manpower, human resources, financial resources, how long we can stay in the field. But this looks to be like we could be here for a time.
Yeah. Let's finish up with what it is you find both most rewarding about this work and what you find most challenging.
Most rewarding is just being able to be the hands and feet of Jesus. You know, there's no greater joy than to see the relief and just the comfort we bring to somebody who's desperate in a time like this. You know, that is reward enough whenever they are just overcome with gratefulness. And, you know, all we're doing is simply helping them clean up. I will forever want to do this work. Just an example is a homeowner just that we helped 2 days ago. She was so overcome with thankfulness and gratefulness, and she'll be forever in my heart just as someone that we were able to touch in a time of need. Most challenging? Oh, dear. I don't know what to say to that. I love what I do. Work with a great team of people. Our volunteers are fantastic. Probably one of the most challenging things is just that you wear out, honestly, after 2 weeks. You know, physically, you just got to give yourself a break, and I'd like to be able to just stay put. So, also, you know, just coming alongside people and knowing, not always knowing what to say to them, and just that can be challenging, but understanding that they don't really need me to fix it. They just need somebody there to share their story, to share their grief. Those are the challenging things.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's finish up with contact information. What is the do you know the website for Hope Force?
Sure. www.hopeforce.org.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all the questions that I have. Anything else that your familiarity with the subject suggests that we should discuss before we stop?
Nope. We invite anybody and everybody to take our training. So, you know, if you've got an interest and a heart to do this, we just certainly invite you to attend our training in the Franklin area, September 21 to 23, and you can find information on our website.
All right. I appreciate the time, and please give my best to all your team members.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike.
Be safe, and bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.